For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A couple hundred people gathered at the Missouri Capitol today to protest the statewide stay-at-home order. St. Louis Public Radio's Statehouse reporter Jacqueline Driscoll went to the rally where those in attendance say it's time to reopen businesses throughout the state.
There was no social distancing, and the gathering was much larger than 10 people. As protesters said, Governor Mike Parson should lift the statewide stay-at-home order and get Missourians back to work.
Governor's a coward. Where is he today? These are the people.
Some stayed in their cars, circling the state house, honking horns, while others stood holding signs that read, "Poverty kills people too," and "Freedom for Missourians."
Fake news or real news?
Men, women, and children of all ages stood close together, the majority not wearing masks. Security stayed along the outskirts of the crowd that gathered for about an hour. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's Attorney General is suing the Chinese government over the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced a lawsuit today alleging that Chinese officials are to blame for the pandemic. Schmidt says the Chinese government lied about the dangers of the virus and didn't do enough to slow its spread. He's seeking unspecified damages for deaths in Missouri and the hit the virus has taken to the state's economy. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, there have been 5,941 cases of COVID-19, up 134 from yesterday. The Boys and Girls Club of Columbia is transitioning to virtual programming in an effort to help local families. KOMU 8 reports that the program is put into place to help children have something to do while at home and to maintain their mental health as well, according to Executive Director Valerie Livingston. This program consists of YouTube videos from the staff, Zoom tutoring, and weekly phone calls to keep the club members engaged and connected to the staff. This virtual program is open not just for club members, but to anyone who wants their kids to be engaged throughout the day. 10 more people in the city of St. Louis have died from the coronavirus, and 9 of them were black, continuing an alarming trend that's seen in many places across the United States. The St. Louis Department of Health announced late yesterday that a woman in her 50s was the only white resident among the latest victims. The black victims ranged in age from their 50s to their 80s. 32 of the 40 people in St. Louis who have died from the coronavirus were black. The city's population is about evenly split between black people and white people. The annual Pride Festival and Parade in St. Louis has been postponed until August in an effort to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Pride St. Louis announced today that the festival and parade, which had been scheduled for June 27th through 28th, will now be held August 15th through 16th. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.